From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Hello and welcome in the Savior's name. It's good that you're able to join with us for our 15-minute gospel program. We have only one aim and one desire, and that is to preach Christ and Him crucified, to proclaim the good news of salvation from sin found in Christ and in Christ alone. Today, the Reverend John Gray is turning our thoughts to Luke's Gospel chapter 12 and letting the Bible speak on the soul. So, do stay with us for the message after some words in song.
Chapter 12, we read the parable of the rich farmer. This parable in Luke 12 about the rich farmer is a parable which teaches us the value of a soul. Indeed, it reminds us of that statement which Jesus made in Matthew 16, verse 26. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? In Luke 12, the rich farmer has everything as far as worldly possessions are concerned. He has prosperity, wealth, and as far as he is concerned, he has many years to live in health and strength in order to enjoy his prosperity. But the sad reality is that the rich farmer placed no value whatsoever upon his immortal soul. He placed value upon his farm. He placed value upon his possessions and upon his lifestyle. But when it came to the most important possession that he had, his soul, he placed no value upon it whatsoever. I wonder, what value do you place upon your soul? Because the greatest possession that you have is your soul. Your body will die. Your worldly possessions will be left to someone else. Your health and strength someday will flee from you. But your soul will live on throughout the countless ages of eternity. In Luke chapter 12 and verse 20, God said to the rich farmer, "Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided?" I want to draw your attention to your soul. And there's a number of things I want you to notice about your soul. First of all, I want you to consider the reality of your soul. In Genesis 2 verse 7 we read, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." There is more to man than the physical. Unlike the fish in the sea, the birds of the air, and the animals on the earth, man has a soul. Herein lies the difference between man and the rest of God's creation. And while man's body has been formed from the dust of the ground, as the Bible tells us, man's soul has come from God. No matter who you are, you have a soul. From the very youngest to the very oldest, everyone that has ever lived, everyone that will ever live, has a soul that will live forever. The reality of the soul can be seen throughout the Bible. Therefore, for anyone to deny that they have a soul is to deny the plain teaching of the Word of God. There's a little chorus we often sing with the boys and girls, but what a wonderful message there is contained in it. You have a soul to be saved, let this truth be engraved on your heart and your mind while you're young. Oh, how awful the cost if your soul should be lost, and in hell if you die as you are. Secondly, not only do we have the reality of the soul, but from God's precious word we see the immortality of your soul. Your soul will live forever. It will live continually. It is immortal. Your body will die. It will corrupt, congeal, and rot away in the grave. But your soul is eternal. Ecclesiastes 12 verse 7 says, "Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it." The Lord Jesus, when he was upon this scene of time, declared in Matthew 10 verse 28, "Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul." The soul cannot be killed like the body, because the soul is eternal. You see, the fact of the matter is that every person that has ever lived and died are still very much alive. The Word of God teaches us clearly and dogmatically that the soul will live on throughout the countless ages of eternity. Then I want you to notice not only the reality of the soul and the immortality of the soul, but the solemnity of your soul. Why should we treat the soul with solemnity? There are two reasons. First of all, because this day God might require your soul to judgment. In Luke 12 verse 20, God said to the rich farmer, "This night thy soul shall be required of thee." The Bible tells us that every one of us shall give an account of ourselves to God. And how solemn a thought it is to think that someday you and I will stand before God and give an account of the deeds done in the body. The soul someday will be required to give an account before the Creator. Secondly, because your soul, if it's not saved by God's grace, will be cast into hell. In Ezekiel 18 verse 20 we read, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die." This text of Scripture is speaking not about physical death, but speaking about eternal death. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, "Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." What a solemn thought to think of your soul being lost forever. I know today many do not believe in hell or God's judgment, and yet the Bible teaches clearly that God is a God of justice and a God of righteousness. Sin must be punished, and the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Fourthly, we want to consider the only remedy for your soul. The only remedy for your soul is for your soul to be delivered from sin and judgment to come. And that can only take place through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus died upon Calvary to save us from our sins. The psalmist said in Psalm 6 verse 4, "O Lord, deliver my soul. O save me for thy mercy's sake." Praise God, the Lord Jesus is willing to save to the uttermost all that come to him. We read in God's word that he is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Christ has made an atonement for the soul. And thank God, all those who come to him by faith and in repentance will receive everlasting life and salvation. The cross was the place where the Son of God died to make that atonement for our souls. But I wonder, do you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior? Can you truly say that your soul is prepared for heaven, saved by God's grace? Oh, I do pray that you will come to know him, whom to know is life eternal.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT536PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT536PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.